An open-source AI tool drew attention this week after users shared benchmarks showing huge memory and speed gains for local models. I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. Today is September 5th, 2026. We're independent and not affiliated with or endorsed by GitHub. This week, PKU Flying Pig's CS self-learning guide crossed about 75,000 stars, a milestone that reflects renewed interest in curated, self-paced computer science paths. The project bundles course notes and curated links across 20-plus subjects, so learners can follow a structured syllabus without hunting for resources. If you're mentoring juniors or hiring, this makes it easier to point people at a battle-tested learning roadmap. This week, AppFlowy passed roughly 76,000 stars, as its privacy-first AI workspace keeps gaining traction among teams looking for a Notion alternative. The project's recent emphasis on AI collaboration features and an open plugin surface is what's drawing people away from closed products. Watch this if you care about keeping your project data in your control while testing AI-assisted workflows.
This week, Unsloth's local AI studio started accelerating in the community, picking up about 74 stars a day after users posted results showing big drops in memory footprint and faster processing. According to the project's docs in an NVIDIA demo, the studio can cut memory use by up to 80% and can double processing speed in some chat-only scenarios, which is the concrete trigger that pushed it onto a lot of desktops this week. At heart, Unsloth is a local-first UI for running and fine-tuning models. It's built in Python and aims to make formats like GGUF accessible on consumer hardware. The team is focused on broad model compatibility. Recent updates explicitly added support for formats and models such as TWEN 3.8 and Gemma 4, and for other format ecosystems in separate commits. Practically, that means you can test newer, larger models without the usual cloud bill or privacy trade-offs, but you take on local complexity, dependency management, hardware-specific drivers, and the occasional pre-1.0 instability. One maintainer comment in the repo's thread captured the mood. People are excited because they can do chat-only workflows on CPU, which lowers the barrier to experimentation. From an architecture point of view, Unsloth leans on local model conversion and runtime optimizations rather than pushing everything to a managed inferencing service, which is why the memory and speed claims are tied to model format compatibility and runtime hooks. If you build AI features that must stay on premises or offline, this is worth testing. It lets you iterate against the actual model rather than a hosted proxy. Expect more rapid format support and configuration tooling in the coming weeks as contributors chase stability for common desktop setups.
If those gains hold, more teams will be comfortable shifting prototypes off the cloud. Over the same week, LoebHub showed two contrasting signals, fast adoption momentum and a security note in a vulnerability roundup with a tracked advisory called CVE-20265-4157 mentioned publicly. LoebHub pitches itself as a chief agent operator that hires, schedules, and reports on fleets of agent processes. And this week's coverage highlighted both its growing market fit and the operational risk that comes with running many autonomous agents. Technically, it's built in TypeScript and presents a layered orchestration model, a scheduler, a skills registry, and an execution sandbox, so teams can compose agent behaviors without wiring everything by hand. The interesting trade here is obvious. The operator model makes long-running multi-agent workflows manageable, but it also expands the attack surface because agents often execute external plugins or user-provided skills. Community reaction was split in the issue threads I scanned. Some teams praised LoebHub's skills marketplace for productizing agent capabilities, while security-minded contributors pushed for stricter sandboxing and better dependency pinning. The vulnerability mentioned isn't a showstopper, but it is a reminder that agent orchestration demands the same security engineering you'd applied in microservices at scale. Secrets handling, least privilege execution, and repeatable supply chain checks. For teams experimenting with continuous agent operations, scheduled jobs, autonomous PR reviewers, or automated support workflows, LoebHub offers a ready-made control plane, but you'll want hardened deployment patterns before you push it into production. Watch how the project prioritizes runtime isolation and audit logging in the next releases, because that will determine whether enterprises can adopt it safely. Between Unslot's desktop efficiency claims and Loeb Hub's operational focus, the open source stack for running and orchestrating AI is maturing fast, but it's clear that local performance wins and robust isolation need to arrive together. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.